What's up, everybody? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel late on a Thursday afternoon into the evening. Thought I'd jump on, talk some Packers. They've had their padded practice today. We've heard from Matt LaFleur. We've heard from the coordinators. Now I want to hear from you guys. See what's going on in Packer fandom on this fine Thursday. Oh, Song Bowl with the opening shot here. Nagler, sell to stop the run or make Dak beat us. You don't want to go one way or the other because the other way will beat you. I do think they're going to have to commit bodies down in the box. Now, that said, Pettine just talked about it himself a little while ago there in Green Bay. They've been in heavy box calls and still gotten gashed. So it's much more about these guys playing better and getting off blocks, disengaging, and making a play, much more so than it is any kind of calls that Pettine is going to make. Now, Pettine does have to be mindful. You don't want to get too predictable. But, yeah, for me, I think it's much more about execution than it is about what you're deciding you're going to try and sell out to stop. Thanks for the chat. You're welcome. Hey, we just started. Imagine, don't thank me yet. This could be terrible. You never know. By the end of this, you may be saying, God, why did I even tune in? No free agent wide receiver takes away playing time from the current young wide receivers. Need them to develop. Justin, I very much agree. Anybody who's followed me on social for a while knows that's kind of been my stance. I understand the thought process and wanting to go get somebody via free agency or trade. But to me, you've had these guys in your building since March, April. I mean, they know the offense. They know Rodgers knows them, et cetera. I don't – bringing in somebody from outside, unless it's an incredibly big steal as far – like if you could give a six-round pick for Corey Davis, to me that makes sense because Davis is on his rookie deal. He's still an incredible talent, though he hasn't exactly blossomed in Tennessee. Something like that would make some sense to me, but going out and getting – whoever, A.J. Green or Emmanuel Sanders. None of that really makes a whole lot of sense to me. Thanks for all your efforts. Appreciate your time and insight. Dale, thank you for checking it out. Can we contain Zeke with our horrible run D? I think they can. They can turn it around. They have to play better up front. They have to get off blocks. And they have to play their technique. And they just have to play their assignments. They got don't want to get too overdramatic about they have to sell out to stop the run because that's when mistakes happen. Over under on snaps Kumerow sees. I'll set it at 15. I hope it's over, but that's where I'm gonna stand. Did we already discuss Tim Williams? No, we did not. I know he's an edge rusher, but he seemed to really improve on his run defense. Yeah, I think that's not the issue. I think the Ravens used a third-round pick on the guy with the expectation that he was going to get to the quarterback, and he did that very, very rarely. I'm sure he may help in that regard, but for the most part, I wouldn't expect to see him from scrimmage on Sunday. I think if they do use him, it'll be on special teams. Number 12 just has to throw to the young guys and stop throwing tantrums on the field. You know who doesn't throw tantrums on the field? Tom Brady. Not sure I agree with your police work there. There was a really good supercut of Tom Brady yelling at coaches and teammates on Twitter last year. And when Tom does it, he's just competitive and fiery. But, when Rodgers does something or Cam Newton does something, it's because they're drama queens, It's kind of ridiculous. What? Sorry, guys, I got a really weird text here. Hold on just 2 seconds, please. Okay. Can't wait for Vitaly's first touchdown. Oh, we were so close, too. Okay, to that end, it is time. It is time. I want to address Matt LaFleur. Matthew, I know you watch these chats every day. Don't tell me you don't. It is time, sir. It is time to unleash Danny Vitale and Big Bob Tonyan. Stop saving it. I know you don't want to empty the barrels early in the season, but it is time. We saw Vitale tearing it up all summer long. We've seen Tonyan and his ability. Let it loose, buddy. Everyone's worried about not having Devontae. Perfect time. to announce their presence with authority. Just had to give that message to my good buddy, Matt LaFleur. Can we get an injury update, Nags? The injury report isn't out yet. I've been waiting for it. Let me check again. Hold on a second. Let's see if it's in my inbox. Ha-ha! Look at that. Literally came out. There it is. Kyler Fackrell went from did not participate to limited participation. Will Redmond went from limited participation to full participation. And outside of that, everything's the same. So no Davante Adams. Montrevious Adams is there. Anything else of note? Let me think. That's about it. Everything. Brian Bulaga is practicing, and that to me is probably the most important. We got to keep him on the field, helping Rodgers stay upright. Montrevious will obviously help the run D, but do you think Oren being back will help a lot? I don't know about a lot. I mean, the run game is where Oren has really struggled traditionally. I don't think he's going to be some magic elixir that's going to help things. But we'll see. We haven't really gotten a chance to see him in much action this season at all since he hurt himself so early. Will Kingsley help the run D? Let's hope if he keeps improving. He got manhandled quite a little bit at first action that he had, but I think he's a really talented young player. He's got to play. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if he instantly makes that much of a difference. I think he'll be used more to spell people than anything else. Redmond can stay off the field. Yikes. Rundy will be fine once we get Burks back. Was our Rundy so bad against Philly because of fatigue? You mean on a short week? No, I don't think so. I mean, they're on a short week too, right? I think maybe down in the fourth quarter, but they seem to tighten up in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't put it to fatigue. I would put it to, Philly just played better, and the Packers need to shore up some things up front, especially. AJ Green trade, yes or no? No. Hopefully Jair can guard Cooper all game, even though we can't run too much man coverage if King and Brown are out. Yeah, Jay, I am very interested to see what they do at corner if King and Tony Brown are both down, which I'm expecting to be the case. But I do think, even more so if they are out, that you do then have to run Jair with Cooper, because if you don't, you're going to end up with Kadar Holman or somebody else, Josh Jackson, on Coop. And you don't want that. Jimmy Graham, 2 TDs on Sunday. I'm all for it, Justin. All 4 touchdowns, no matter whose hands they're in. Provided that Jimmy uses both of them to catch those touchdowns rather than haul them in with one and drop it. When will Jair get his first interception? Against Patrick Mahomes on Sunday Night Football in a couple weeks. Hans, thank you for the super chat. What is the Dallas O-line like compared to Philly's? Go Pack. Comparable. But the one big break that the Packers are getting is Tyron Smith not going at left tackle. That is a huge advantage for the Packers. But Lyle Collins is supposedly going to go, even though he didn't practice today. They expect him to work tomorrow, and he should be in the lineup at right tackle. But that said, he's certainly hobbled, certainly not 100%. That's something that Preston Smith should be able to take advantage of. And then at left tackle, I expect Zadarius in obvious passing situations to get after it. They're going to have to give help over there. That's a matchup that should favor Green Bay. Savage will have a pick 6. Sly, I'm all about it, man. All for it. Nags, I don't know what these people are smoking. Oren Burks is horrible in the run game. The Patriots ran at him last year because of that. Well, okay, now here's my caveat to that. First of all, you say he's horrible in the run game. Okay, he was not good last year. There's no doubt about that. But he was a rookie, and he was a converted safety. So, yeah, shocker, the book on the kid coming out was that he had trouble in the run game. Trouble disengaging from blocks. He got eaten up by some of those interior linemen, get to the second level, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, fine. But it's been a year. He had a whole offseason, and we haven't seen him on the field this year. I just hesitate to say, okay, the kid's horrible. I'm not saying he's horrible. I'm just saying, you look at the body of work so far, you don't expect a whole lot, but improvement can come. He can improve. He is still a very, very young player. Don't be so dismissive just because a rookie put something on tape. They were a rookie. The whole idea is that, okay, fine, that was their rookie year. Now, can they develop from there? And I think Burks can. I don't think he's ever going to be a thumper. I don't think he's ever going to be, like, the answer in the run game. But he certainly can improve from where we saw him last season. And that's what we'll find out once he finally gets on the field. Lancaster was really strong against the run last year. How has he looked this year? He's looked okay. He has been a bit of a disappointment to me. I thought he'd take a big jump, or at least a jump. And I've seen, I don't think he's regressed or anything. I haven't seen much more than we saw last year. And maybe that's all he is. Maybe that's his ceiling, and that's fine. I do think he played a little better down the stretch last year than he's shown so far this season. But I don't think he hasn't been a monster disappointment or anything like close to that. But I do think, you know, last year he was getting extensive snaps down the stretch. I'm interested to see if maybe he needs just to play more. Maybe that rounds him into shape a little bit more, because he got snaps over Montrevious Adams early on last year, and I think that paid off down the stretch. So we'll see as the season goes on. I wouldn't call him a disappointment, but certainly need more from him. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Breakout game for Josh Jackson. I'm here for it, Mark. Not a fan of Will Redmond. Jay, you and most of the internet that consumes Packers content. I've heard that a lot. MVS breakout game, fast track in Dallas. Hey, I'm for it, man. Send him deep, send him short, send him intermediate, send him all over the map. I mean, he'll be the number one, you have to think. Obviously, Jimmy Graham's the apple of Aaron's eye, but as far as wide receivers go, MVS should be getting those first look, you know, first in the progression calls. So hopefully they get him going early and keep it up all game long. I love these comments, Jesus of the Apes. No, Burks is incapable of improvement. He just doesn't have that in him. That is just asinine BS you're typing on your computer. You don't know any. You have zero clue what he's capable of or what he has in him. What does that even mean? That reminds me of you talking about how Ty Summers was the next great inside linebacker and he can't even get on the field. Jesus of the Apes. I see you, buddy. Slow your roll. Will you be having a Kettle of Fish watch party this year? Mark, we talked to Patrick about it. We're going to try. I don't know when we do it. Part of the issue is internet. They don't have great internet. And last time we did Packer transplants there years ago. We literally had to run a hard line from the gay bar on the corner outside across the brick and then down into the basement. It was like one little line. And if anything had happened to that line, the internet would have been gone. So, I don't know. We'll see. The internet is the hold up there, but, we might be able to get a remote pack and do something there, et cetera. We talked to Patrick about it. We really want to make it happen. Hopefully at some point this season, it'll have to be an away game, obviously, because Corey and I are in Green Bay for all the home games, but, hopefully down the stretch here. Tell Corey that J.K. Scott is a weapon. J.K. Scott is a weapon shirts have to be made. You guys are all so hot about that. I love it. J.K. is a weapon shirt is needed. You guys are awesome. Zero receivers. DB, is that zero receivers are at your home at this moment having dinner? Zero receivers have called you in the last 24 hours? Zero receivers care what you think? I'm just trying to figure out what that comment means. Spiky. Only gay people know where the gay bars are. Yeah, when you're in the village at a Packer bar and you're in the village, dude, think before you say these things. I mean, it's only next to the Stonewall Inn. Are people really that dumb outside of New York City? I mean, don't show your ass like that in public. You look stupid. Time for Aaron Jones to take over a game. Matt, I'm all for it. I wouldn't expect it this week. Their defensive front is no joke, and you've heard it all week long from Aaron Rodgers. You heard it from Nathaniel Hackett today. I mean, they don't do a lot, but everything they do very well. And I think there are ways of getting Jones going. I'd be surprised if it happens this week. They're so good up front. That defensive line is maybe not dominant, but the closest thing to it. They're in their home. That's a tall order. Get him involved in the running game. Get the ball in his hands, definitely. I'm not holding out much hope that he's going to have a huge game on the ground. He can still be effective. Maybe, you know, use him as a change of pace. Throw more on first down. I'm all for that. But, I don't expect a huge, huge day. Now, that said, you'll remember, what was it? The last time they were there, or two? I think the last time they were down there, Jones had a really nice game. So that was in the air and on the ground. Obviously a mix. But I think, yes, getting the ball in his hands, definitely paramount. When the team wins the Super Bowl, do they just get one Lombardi trophy or do they make one for every player? Just one trophy that the team keeps. The players get a ring. Catch the ball. It's a good idea. Oh, that's great. When Kevin King leaves and becomes a Pro Bowler, how many will be bitching about letting him go? I don't want Kevin King to leave. I do want Kevin King to stay healthy. That would be nice. They're going to dare Green Bay to run the ball and play coverage all ball game by rushing four. I completely agree, Anthony. I mean, that's the Marinelli MO in general, but definitely against the Packers and Rodgers. No question. Let's see. We need Tony Brown back. Well, I mean, he really hasn't gone anywhere. Hasn't played much from scrimmage other than that Chicago game where he was, you know, being mixed and matched with Kevin King. Would have been nice to have him this week with King hurting, though. No doubt about that. Could Redmond move to slot only? Yeah, I guess, I suppose. Although I think he'd get taken advantage of there as well. I'm not a huge fan of his game, but hopefully he improves. We'll see. If you're going to throw a fade, throw it to Allison. If you're going to throw a fade, just don't. Oh, goal line fades. End of my life, man. End of my life, goal line fades. Goal line fade is a three-man rush of offense. I hate it. The power of a thousand suns. You are just wasting a down. Goal line fades. Lord. In 2010, the Packers couldn't stop the running game and got it together in the playoffs, and we all know how that happened. A Super Bowl win. Hey, Gary. I like how you think. Did you see Jenkins top rating against the rush through two games? I did. Big game for GMO on Sunday. From your comment to the football god's ears. Will Montrevious Adams help solidify the run D? I mean, he can't hurt, right? I don't think he's the answer, but I think he definitely helps. I don't think there's any question there. Watched Packers since Lynn Dickey. Hey, man, so did I. Lynn Dickey was my hero growing up. Man, I loved watching him on Sundays. Can't wait for Campbell to be back. Yeah, I heard that. How did Elton Jenkins do versus the Eagles? I thought he had a good game, especially in pass pro. He had some slip-ups in the run, but for the most part, I thought he had a really, really solid game. That's because 2010 got Howard Green, and nobody was better than that guy. Man, Howard Green was good people. He literally called into Packer transplants the day after he signed with the Packers. Love that guy. I heard that Aaron Rodgers actually owns AT&T Stadium. He just leases it out to the Jones family. I love it. Craig, yes, watch party on Sunday. We know Packers fans are no fans of Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. So Corey and I will be here in the studio on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel having a watch party. Turn those guys down. Turn us up. Watch the game with us. We'll be watching the game along with you guys, drinking and hollering and having a good time. So I hope you'll check it out. And with that, I'm going to kick it. Thanks so much, everybody. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to your questions. Please like, subscribe, share, subscribe, hit the sub button. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies. Subscribe, Cheesehead TV on YouTube. And if you like what we do, please consider becoming a Patreon. $5 a month is all we ask. It contributes to everything we do, pays for this studio, pays for these headsets, it pays for everything. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great night.